I need some medical help.
Tim hears two stories about PTSD.
I think the military has been saying the right things to the public.
And what this active duty sergeant sees in real life as he seeks treatment.
I like to see the people who need the help to come forward and get it, not to be afraid to ask for it.
We're concealing the true identity of these soldiers who say it's time for a cultural re-education.
When you've been in as long as some of us, it doesn't matter anymore. You know, it's time to let the people know what's really going on.
But who else is listening?
We have to pay for it.
We played these interviews for Senator Patty Murray.
Everything that I just heard is really tragic to listen to, but it is not surprising to me. I have heard it time and time again.
She says long-term care for soldiers with PTSD is an undeniable price of war.
And I am deeply concerned that we still have not seen the urgency within the Army and the understanding, the change in culture, that means that they take ownership of this.
Congressman Jim McDermott.
That's going to have to become a part of leadership training.
Former military psychiatrist.
Sometimes we like to think it's somebody else's problem, but it isn't. It's all our responsibility.
The good news is that PTSD treatment options are improving. University of Washington psychologist Larry Pruitt.
You can fully expect them to go back to a normal life and, you know, do all the things that anyone needs to do to, you know, be productive in society.
Murray says it's time for a public discussion about the long-term costs of PTSD, and the military must change its approach significantly.
There have been some cultural changes that have made a difference, and we have to just seize this opportunity.
Nobody knows this better than Carlos, the young soldier who says he's coming forward and telling his story out of desperation.
This has to be the route that we go through to get the help that we need. It's kind of sad.
Crying for help because covering up a wound and trying to forget about it doesn't always work.
One of my infantry buddies says, rub some dirt on it. There's only so much dirt in the world.
John Rep, Como News Radio.